This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where I'm going to give you guys a sneak preview at 1 o'clock, a scintillating C-block topic that might hurt one of our feelings.
I'm not...
Up at 1 o'clock. No, you absolutely should.
Oh, no.
But right now, Texas Rangers broadcaster, the man who knows everything about baseball, according to me and lots of other people, it is Jared Sandler. Good afternoon, sir.
What's up, guys?
Now...
Miss you.
Miss you.
Okay, I'm not going to say
I'm actually not far from you right now.
Oh.
Whoa. Wow. I thought he was in Arizona still.
So do I need to calm down and set reasonable expectations for Jack Leiter, or did everything get figured out and it's time to party?
I think the Cy Young will be awarded sometime in like November. So
I'm kidding.
Hey, I think it's been a good step forward. Now, again, I know this is a refrain that I share every time between mid-February and the end of March, and it's probably annoying to people, but I got to be fair on both sides. It is just spring training. With that said, you look for little things that maybe can translate. So the development of his kick change that, he shared Matt Festa, of all people, taught him last September that he's, finally bringing to games. The ability to just work a little more efficiently, which was something that even last spring when he was pitching well, he was still doing it by throwing a lot of pitches. You hope those things will translate. You can't know for sure, but you hope. I will tell you this, though, guys. I understand why there's been a lot of chatter about Jack Leiter and, Paul Skeens, did what he did. Why can't Jack Leiter do what, need to get into why those are different cases. But the one thing that I think is encouraging about Jack is that if you look at what he's done the last couple years, there has been progress, right? It's not like he has stalled out. I know people might look and say, well, major league numbers weren't good last year. That's fine. He also went from being a bad double-A pitcher to the triple-A pitcher of the year in the Pacific Coast League, right? That is a step forward. And so I don't think it is crazy to think that he is going to take another step forward this year. And then it just begs the question philosophically to start the season, would you rather him stay in the AAA rotation and remain in a starting pitcher's rhythm? Or are you of the mindset, hey, he was the AAA, pitcher of the year last year. He doesn't have anything else to accomplish there. Let's just get him in an environment where he is having to get major league hitters out, and we'll figure out the role as opportunities present themselves as the season unfolds.
Yeah, Jared, I watched your video. Were you in the airport yesterday in that video that you posted?
Yeah, guys, I am in Dallas for a quick 48 hours for my nephew's bar mitzvah, so I was flying home last night.
Well, nice, yeah. Nice. That's happy times. Yeah. That was
What's in the envelope you got for him, Jared?
So I'm actually, I did this with my other nephew. Emily and I will take him on a sports trip to see one of his favorite teams in a road game. So we'll figure out where he wants to go, and we'll take him on a little trip. Yeah, Tom and Nagila.
That is Woolchuck.
Yeah, no, that's Woolchuck who's dancing around in the studio.
That's amazing.
I just wanted to make sure you didn't think some culturally offensive music was playing in the background or anything. That was cultural Zach Woolchuck.
Yeah,
I've heard. Kevin, ever since on Extra Innings years ago, you referred to my wife as the Shebrew. I don't think I think we've broken down all the barriers.
Hey, I asked if that was okay at first. Did I proceed without getting an affirmative? Maybe so, and I regret that. Hey, are you excited about the Stars trade that's about to be done?
So I'm in the car right now. So is there any news like on an extension? Is it happening?
It's happening. So the word on the street is, I really like to say that phrase, that the Mika Rantanen and the Dallas Stars have agreed on an 8-year, $96 million extension.
Take that, Nico. Suck it.
So now we're just waiting to see what the compensation will be that the Stars are giving up for the actual player. Now that it looks like
can
the
we give up Luka? I mean, we've already gave up Luka, so is this like a part of that?
I'm hearing, Kevin, the guessing is Stankoven, Bork, maybe a first-round pick all included. That's like a guess.
We'll see what it is. Expensive.
Yeah, we'll see what it actually is. But again, Jared, the way we look at it is if it's kind of our Aldis Chapman trade. If we get the cup out of it, it's all worth it.
Yeah, and I mean, if you're getting a guy like Mikko Rantanen, who's one of the best players in the NHL, and I mean, a $96 million deal in baseball, if you have like a 4.20 ERA, you could get that. But in hockey, I mean, that's a mega deal. And to lock him up, I mean, I think that's a trade. That's an opportunity you got to make. Remember, the Stars have done such a great job in recent years stockpiling young talent, right?
Yes.
And at some point, you know, you can be the Celtics and the Thunder and accumulate all these picks and not really act on it. And you know, the Celtics have obviously, you know, it's been a great, a great decision on their end with the success they've had. But it doesn't always work out that way with young talent. And so if you can get an established NHL star like Mikko Rantanen, I'm all for it. Jim Neal has earned the trust, I think, of DFW sports fans, where if he does it and you're not sure, I'm not saying that, you know, everything he does is perfect, but if you're not sure, trust in Jim Neal, because he has absolutely just touched everything he's touched recently. It seems like it's turned to gold.
Unfortunately, we said that about Nico that Friday, and then on Saturday he traded Luka.
Yeah, but you know what?
Jim Neal won't.
But guys, Jim Neal never tried to trade for Kyle Kuzma for two firsts. Maybe we should have. No, I'm dead
serious.
No,
you're right.
Maybe
you're right.
We should have taken a step back and been like, because remember, I love whenever we learn about the deals that don't get made, and maybe we don't ever truly learn. But like, the deals that don't get made to me are the ones that are really fascinating, because you really learn exactly what's going on in the process. And the Mavericks dodged a major bullet with that, and maybe it helped give Nico an extra lifeline, because he showed his true colors 6 weeks ago. And I know people are tired of talking about it, but it does make you appreciate people like Chris Young and Jim Neal and the work that they've done here for two of the four respectable franchises now in DFW. It was 3 out of 4. Now it's 2 out of 4.
Okay. So you just mentioned Chris Young. Obviously, I think everybody in the Metroplex has the utmost respect for Chris Young and Bruce Bochy about knowing more about baseball or forgetting more about baseball than I'll ever possibly know. But my question remains with Teodo. I realize it's risky, but you're talking about somebody who would by far have the best stuff in the bullpen, yet the word is like, hey, he's probably not going to break with the club. Can you walk us through a little bit more why that is?
Yeah, I think there are probably a few reasons. And some, I know that the mindset of fans sometimes is you got to put your very best 26 players, no matter what, just like within a season. You know, if Corey Seager gets a day off, then, you know, people will be of the opinion that, well, the Rangers aren't trying, you know, and it's just.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But like big picture, you got to consider, hey, guys need days off, stuff like that. Well, it's no different with putting together the opening day roster. In some ways, I think we overrate the significance of the opening day roster beyond how much it means to players, but just like you take the emotions out of it because the roster changes however many times throughout the season. However, the reason why the opening day roster beyond the ceremonial, you know, achievement of it is significant is because of the way it impacts guys who have the ability to opt out of contracts and things of that nature. And so ultimately those decisions can, you know, really impact the depth that your organization maintains. When you've got a bunch of non-roster guys who you sign to minor league deals with big league invites who, you know, you think might be able to contribute to your team, if you don't put them on the opening day roster, in some cases they might opt out and all of a sudden, you know, you've lost that depth. And so I think with Tioto, it's a combination of a few things. I think it's a combination of that, and it's also a combination in combination with the fact that, all right, you've got, you know, a handful of guys without options who are on major league deals, and you don't want to just totally give up on that money just because there's a guy who you don't have to put on the opening day roster who's pitched well in camp, where, as we all know, guys, within, what, 3 days, a week, 2 weeks after the season starts, someone's going to go on the IL.
Yeah.
Someone's going to get hurt. And now you have given yourself the ability to maintain organizational depth. And then there's an opportunity to bring Emiliano Tioto up, and you bring him up. And it's risky. It could be like Mark Church last year, where Mark Church got hurt early on and missed, you know, 4 to 5 months and then only pitched, you know, a game at the end of the season. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, when you look at the bullpen, here's who you know or you think is going to be in the bullpen, right? And you're going to have an 8-man bullpen. So, and I'm trying to count with my fingers here. So you got Chris Martin. You've got Jacob Webb, you've got Hobie Milner, you've got Robert Garcia, all on major league deals. I think I'm forgetting one person in that mix, but Luke Jackson is likely to be on there. That's 6. All right, what if Jack Leiter's on there? That's 7. And now Mark Church, that's 8. Where's Emiliano Tioto, right? Or
yeah.
And so if you want to keep Luke Jackson, you got to put him on. Or maybe it's not Mark Church. Maybe it's Dane Dunning, even though Dane's got an option, right? So I think some of it is not them saying we don't think he's one of the 8 best relievers. It's we don't have to put him on the opening day roster, and we can not put him on and probably add him pretty shortly and still have organizational depth. And then the other side of this is him as a starting pitcher, but I really just believe that Teoto's path is as a reliever, and I think he's going to end up finding a nice home in the eighth or ninth inning for several years.
Yeah, I like that idea. And you just kind of went through the list. That was what I was going to ask, is what is that list? But you did bring up Church in that post yesterday. It was at the very end of it. Can you elaborate a little more on what he's done to kind of get your eye?
Yeah, you know, I thought he was really close to making the opening day roster last year. Maybe he still gets hurt and misses 5 months. I mean, who knows? But I think they viewed him. Mark Church would have spent more time. Like, this wouldn't be a discussion, I don't think, if Mark Church didn't miss so much time last year, because I think he would have come up, pitched well, spent several months at the big league level, and we would go into this offseason, this past offseason, with, all right, Mark Church is in the bullpen. You know, who else? So, again, they don't have to put Mark Church, on the opening day roster and risk losing him. So if there's a non-roster guy who they feel like they need to keep, you know, I guess they could. But Mark Church is also a guy who, whether they give him the ninth inning right away or not, he's got the type of stuff that can play in the ninth inning. He's got the power fastball in the high 90s. He's got a hard biting slider. He throws, I think we were talking, guys, maybe a couple weeks ago, and Kevin or Corey, one of you guys brought up something that, you know, I thought was really astute, in that the Rangers have a bullpen full of guys who kind of bring a little bit of you know, a different package of stuff or release points, stuff like that. And Mark Church has this unique over-the-top delivery that, you know, you just don't see as much anymore. And I think it adds to what he brings. And, you know, it just, he's had another good camp. He's got great stuff. And again, they might not put him on the opening day roster, but I'd be willing to bet that Mark Church spends a heavy majority of the season, at the big league level. But I don't know, with the way he's pitched, that, you know, a little additional fire in the back of the bullpen, I think he's a guy who, could really help from day one.
So the answer to this next one might have some of those Mark Church and Teoto vibes going on, but I have for a while now caught Alejandro Osuna fever. What are the odds?
Yeah. He has.
And it feels like everybody on the team loves him. He gives like literally every bit of competition he has in every single inning. What do we feel about his short and long-term prospects?
Well, I'm gonna bring someone's name up, and I don't know if this is going to excite you guys or not, but there have been a number of people who have mentioned Rougned Odor, but in a good way.
Oh.
So we think about Rougned Odor as the guy who, you know, he popped early, and we thought, I mean, heck, one idiot who's a part of this conversation said he'd be in the Hall of Fame.
I remember that guy.
Okay, buddy.
Yeah, because of his, you know, his home run prowess at such an early age, at such a power-needing position, but or power-lacking position, but it didn't work out. But one thing that no one who was around Rugi in the organization will ever say is that, he had anything other than this total son-of-a-gun dog in him that helps, that is important, that you know, that not everyone is going to have, but you need some of that. And Alejandro Osuna has got that. I'm not saying he's going to go and, you know, punch someone the minute he's got an opportunity to do so, but people have talked to me about, just the competitiveness and the dog. You know, that's one of Eric Chiafalo's favorite questions.
He's
got the
dog.
Biggest dog in him. Yeah. But, and so I think there's that component which endears him to people. Now let's just talk about the baseball player. He's one of these guys who so far this camp, it seems like whatever he does it right. He's not going to get a hit every single time, but he puts together competitive at bats. And for someone who hasn't been in big league spring training before, it's impressive to see him compete against big league pitchers. Again, I'm not going to read too much in the results because he could be hunting fastballs against a pitcher who's not going up with any kind of a scouting report, and he gets a fastball and he hits it. But he's laying off tough pitches. He's putting together good at-bats. He's really good defensively. A lot of people think he's the best defensive outfielder, in the system, and he's got a really good arm. I think if Adolis Garcia's injury, lingered into the regular season, I think you could make a legitimate argument that Alejandro Osuna should be on the opening day roster. Now, hopefully Adolis is okay, and that's not a part of the equation, but I think Alejandro Osuna, if nothing else, has put himself very top of mind when someone goes down and there's a need in the outfield. And I think a lot of people have kind of shared the sentiment this camp of, I mean, this is a big league player, and he's going to be a big league player for a while. It's just a matter of when that that big league time starts.
Man, love it. Always great information. Thank you very much, good sir.
Hey, you got it, fellas. Have a great weekend.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.